AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris's political campaign has raised $100 million in just over a day since she announced she was in the race for the White House. The money coming in as she hits the campaign trail for the first time since Joe Biden's historic decision to step aside.
Biden still has 6 months left of his presidency, and he says he's determined to do everything he can, both at home and abroad. That includes trying to end this war in Gaza and bring the hostages back home, both of which the president says he is on the verge of accomplishing.
That's ABC's Selena Wang. Continued calls for Secret Service head Kim Cheadle to resign following her congressional testimony about Donald Trump's near assassination. A Springfield, Illinois area police officer has been charged with first-degree murder and fired, accused of shooting a black woman 3 times, killing her in her own home. Sonia Massey had called about an intruder. Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson says she was threatening him with a pot of boiling water. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin today. Her Milwaukee whistle stop is her first time on the stump since rising to the top of the Democratic ticket Sunday.
We are going to take our case to the American people, and we are going to win.
That's Harris yesterday at the former Biden campaign headquarters in Delaware. Nearly all of Wisconsin's delegates are lining up behind Harris. 2 people are dead after a plane crash near the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh yesterday, the first day of the world's largest fly-in. All operations at Whitman Regional Airport were shut down. The names of the victims were being withheld this morning. The National Transportation Safety Board is looking into why it happened. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A key program that helps Wisconsinites facing food insecurity is set to expire. SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, helps millions of families. It's part of the Farm Bill, which expires in September. Megan Rowe from Opportunity Wisconsin.
SNAP benefits help over 700,000 Wisconsinites afford food, which is 1 in 8 people in our state. And so gutting this assistance would mean that these families have to make difficult choices.
Republicans and Democrats are at odds over a provision that allows the White House to make changes to SNAP without congressional approval, and lawmakers only have 2 more weeks in session before recess in August. And after nearly 50 years in business, A1 Furniture and Mattress is closing. It's been family-owned here in Madison since 1980. They once had 2 locations, one on the west side off the Beltline near Todd Drive and another on Stoughton Road. There are closing sales all week at the east side store. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Packers without Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers training camp continues with Jordan Love as only a spectator as the team and his agents work out a new contract for the quarterback. Can a deal be done in the next few days? GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I think so. But again, you never know. I mean, we're working really hard to get that done. These are big deals. It takes time. They're not as easy as some people may think.
Head coach Matt LaFleur on when did he learn he'd be without Love at practice.
When I was told yesterday. is what it is.
In the meantime, backup Sean Clifford is running the offense.
Step in there, get in with the ones, just be able to work with Josh Myers and Elton and the whole starting lineup, so that way they know that they can count on me when and if the time would ever come.
Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Cubs last night 3-1. Chicago's Ian Happ with a home run. The Brewers held to just 5 hits. They'll play again tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. It's going to be muggy too with a high of 80, and some storms could produce some locally heavy rain, 1/2 inch to 1 inch or more, not out of the question with some of those storms. Tonight, thunderstorms ending 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm back in Green Bay on the home court, where I welcome host of the podcast Mob and Mafia News, Robert Dennis, and author Linda Cruz joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
If Donald Trump is the nominee, mark my words, we will see a President Kamala Harris.
Ladies and gentlemen, my psychic, Nikki Haley. Thank you, Nikki. Oh, I'm sorry, Nikki, you had more?
The first party to retire its 80-year-old candidate is going to be the party that wins this election.
Oh, my God! My psychic, Nikki Haley, ladies and gentlemen, everyone's asking
who
it is.
She's good.
Yeah, she is good, man. Chris is a believer, finally. Chris, look how hard Chris's nipples are. He is ready for Kamalot. Are we ready for... What is happening? It's a woman's world now. Get used to it. Can I just say, I'm such a ball of every kind of emotion.
A ball of earwax, too.
Yes, I am. Also, my right ear is plugged. Sean is studying to be a nurse. By the way, everyone calm down. Jody's on vacation this week.
Right.
We said it a million times.
Sean is right over there. He doesn't like to be on camera.
Come on, Sean. Come join us. Join us. Speak for the youngins in the excitement of Kamala.
No, he's not.
Yeah. He's too tired. Anyway, yes. He already said he gets this thing in his ear a couple times. It's like I've been in a pool,
right?
But I haven't, and
right.
It's plugged,
right?
And I got to get on a plane Friday to Atlanta,
uh-huh.
And so I'm, you know, I'm in the mouse maze of Kaiser now, trying to get. So I'm doing ear drops and I'm getting an ear wash and a something.
Whatever.
Yeah. That's
okay.
That's what happens with an HMO.
Yes.
Uh huh.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. It's not like drive-through.
No.
Okay.
Not a la carte.
My usual not that great hearing is gone over here. But you know what I can hear?
What?
I can hear the sound of a blue tsunami. Chris, you commented on it on Threads.
What'd I do?
We are in the middle of a political earthquake.
Yeah.
I have never seen anything like this. As we were saying, yeah, everyone was like, oh, by the end of Business Wednesday, Kamala Harris hit the number of delegates last night.
Mm-hmm.
A day.
Yeah.
A day.
Yeah.
She's raised $11 billion.
Yeah.
In a day.
Yeah.
And has the delegates. I just saw our friend Jamie Harrison on TV, and so they're saying August 7th. It's just, you know, the
sure.
formalities of,
yeah
wrapping this all up. But I am so, I'm filled with so, I'm so proud of my party, Chris. I know Charlie Pierce joins us. JoJo from Jurors is coming up. We're all processing a lot. Can I just say, I don't think I'm ever going to see or hear from Joe Biden again without crying.
Yeah.
If you heard him on that call yesterday,
yes, that was great.
And the vice president saying how much she loves Joe and they're a family, and yeah, I'm gonna start crying. And he said, "I'm watching you, kid. I love you too." And I was like, "Oh my god,
oh my god, you're the chick that cries on the radio."
I can't.
Oh,
I just the pictures of him that say, you know, this is what America First looks like. The bridge, did you see that? America's Biden, America's infrastructure president. It says bridge to the next generation. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I really didn't. Now my eyes and my ear isn't working. Good luck to me.
But you're a mess.
And can I say also, Chris, I just feel like we really owe, you know, some, because, you know, the politics is all over the place on this. And I thought, you know, how, you know, contentious that last the primary was with Bernie and Hillary. I so appreciated that Hillary and Bernie stood with President Biden until the very end.
Yep.
And then wholeheartedly endorsing Kamala Harris immediately.
Yep.
And I think we owe a huge shout out and debt of gratitude to AOC.
Yeah.
Not just for her full-throated endorsement of Kamala Harris, but that she's tried to sound the warning over the weekend that some of the people that want to push Biden out also want to push Harris out.
Yep.
And as we said from day one, that would have imploded the party.
Absolutely.
That would have blown up the party. This whole, you know.
I didn't see a lot of that from the rank and file.
Yeah.
It may have come from like some donors or whatever, the people that I'm just not involved with. But from the rank and file, it was, you know, let's get Joe out of there and get Kamala in.
Yeah. It is extraordinary.
And that's what happened, and it worked.
And you can feel it. As everybody's saying on social media, you can feel it. You can feel we're going to win. It's not just the fundraising. They can't even take hardly any more door knockers, volunteers. I mean, it's an explosion. What is happening? I mean, no one has ever seen this, the single biggest day of fundraising of any candidate ever.
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize. I did have. Jody's happy she's on vacation. I printed all of the threads on Twitter because I feel like people. I just want to impart to people you're not taking crazy pills. This is extraordinary, what we are. And I think the other thing, people, you know, and Frangela can speak to this more, that, you know, we even had callers last week like, I don't know if Kamala can win. Yeah. And, you know, but I will say, they spoke to this during the primary, that Jim Clyburn is, you know, really a pretty visionary leader. And Frangela said this, that, like, he signaled to black people, not now.
Right.
It's too soon.
Right.
And that's what happened, because people are like, how come she didn't last very long in the primary? Because he signaled, you got to, after what happened to Hillary, you got to go with the safer choice, Joe Biden. He will pick her.
Yep.
He will be the bridge.
Yep.
And he was right.
Yep.
We are going to get to the promised land, but it's taken a little longer, but that's, you know, because that's what Frangela was saying. Like, when Jim Clyburn, that's what black people did. They're like, okay, it wasn't that they didn't want Kamala Harris. It's that they were afraid
of the sexism
after what happened to Hillary and the racism they saw directed toward Obama. So I apologize. You're like, I'm just laser focused on you because Sean doesn't want to come over here. So I'm sorry. He's going to be laser focused on you.
It makes me nervous.
I know, you're staring at me like,
don't hurt me.
Don't look at my nipples. See how you like it. See how you like it, man. You have your party hats out for Kamala Harris, and I appreciate that.
I have T-H-O.
Sean, make sure you get a shot of that. Yeah. Eye candy. Little ratings magic for mama. Okay, stop touching yourself. Okay. A prophet by the name of Beyonce once says, who runs the world? Girls. That's right.
I've heard that.
Masterpiece poet, girls. Okay, ladies, let's get in formation. Can I just say, ladies are getting in formation, and so are dudes. Oh, my God. By the way, the Bayhive and the Swifties are apparently
all
over.
And the Brats. Have you heard about this?
Who?
Charlie XCX? Sean's heard of her. And she's a singer.
Yeah.
You know, she's popular among the kids.
Yeah.
And she said, Kamala is brat. Poor Mark Takano thought that was a bit of an insult, but it's not. It's a good thing.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
the name of
her album is Brat or something like that.
SKO tweets, largest day of fundraising in the history of America. America is participating in a GoFundMe to stop fascism. A million tweets and threads like this. Mm-hmm. Paulzilla, without any prompting by me, my 18-year-old came home from work today and asked, now, did you put that voter registration application? She dug through a pile of mail, found it, and filled it out. The message is crystal clear. Yeah. I mean, it is just, it's palpable, right? I mean, it is. And she, by the way, I don't know if you saw her yet. She was, do we have that soundbite? She was electric. Oh, my God. I mean, I don't know if you remember when she launched here in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
There was like, again, 11 billion people. And she was, again, I think it's because people thought it wasn't time. But I think you can feel it now.
Yeah.
This is the time, and she is the person. And she has a groundswell like I've never seen behind her. And it's stuff like this yesterday.
Before I was elected as vice president, before I was elected as United States senator, I was the elected attorney general, as I've mentioned, of California. And before that, I was a courtroom prosecutor. In those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women. Fraudsters who ripped off consumers. Cheaters who broke the rules for their own gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type. And in this campaign, I will proudly put my record against his.
Yeah.
Wow, wow. Kamala Harris for the people. I said it yesterday. Every case against Trump is Trump versus the United States of America.
That's right.
And it is, this is so exciting. I can't even, I had to, by the way, I go to bed really early now because Jody and I are, you know, like women, we menstruate together and we, you know, we're on the same schedule now.
So neither of you menstruate.
Listen, our body remembers. By the way, can I just say how excited I am that we put her over the top? California.
Yes, we did.
California girl, Kamala Harris. Yep. We put her over the top. By the way, how lit is Sexy Liberal Atlanta going to be this Saturday? We have Representative Haig Johnson, who is the fantastic African-American attorney, representative for Atlanta. And we're working on some other surprises. But Sexy Liberal is going to New York City next weekend. And then we've got Chicago, the DNC.
Sexy Liberal is going to be
on fire.
It's going to be brat.
Yes, thanks. Okay, can you stop making fetch happen? It's not going to happen.
It's happening on TikTok.
All right.
But you're not on the TikTok, so you don't know.
I did one TikTok and then I quit. But yeah, anyway, but so I seriously, this is what these news cycles are like. I went to bed early and I'm like Tristan Snell breaking. Kamala Harris clinches Democratic nomination yesterday.
Yep.
It took her only about 31 hours while raising $231 million. This was like political D-Day. We've never seen anything like this. Democrats in array. Yeah, and okay, can Katie Turr shut the up now? But, oh, how come no Pelosi? Okay, Pelosi's endorsed her. And by the way, just do the news. I don't care who you think the VP pick is. She must have asked 14 people Sunday. But don't you think Gretchen Whitmer would be a good pick? Don't you think Gretchen Whitmer would be a good pick?
Gretchen said no.
She said no. And by the way, I want to be her campaign chair here in Michigan. All of the people that they, you know, fantasy football people were throwing out, all endorsed her immediately.
Yep.
And but again, no, I don't think we can do two women this time. We're trying to do something historic. And it just was like, shut up with your stupid fantasy football.
I landed on Mark Kelly.
Oh my God, someone wrote a piece about Michelle Obama again. Yes.
Stop! Michelle Obama doesn't want the job!
The K Hive has left the building.
Oh,
get on.
I'm so sick of that.
Tristan said yesterday Harris took control of $96 million of Biden campaign money, then added another $231 million of her own in one day. Take a second to take this in, people. John Cooper said, when Joe Biden takes the stage at the DNC, I bet he will receive the longest standing ovation in American political history, and he will deserve every minute of it. This convention is going to be lit. Imagine when Kamala comes out, right?
Mm-hmm.
JoJo from Jurors, who joins us in hour three today. I'm so excited.
Yes.
She said, can you feel it? Look around. It's happening all over the place. People are fired up. They're ready to fight. With what we're facing, we have to bring everything we have, and we are bringing it. This is the fight of our lifetimes. We are meeting the call, and I know we'll win.
Yep.
David Hogg, who, since Sean won't come on camera, represents the youngins.
Sean could be David Hogg's dad.
He could not be David Hogg's dad. How old are you, Sean?
37.
He could be David Hogg's dad.
David Hogg's
in his 20.
He could be David Hogg's dad.
Okay, sperm-wise. But Sean's a good boy.
Sean's
a good boy. Sean would not have knocked someone up when he was 12.
You keep thinking he's 20. He's not 20.
He'll always be frozen in time in my mama's eyes.
How old were you when you first started working here?
Four.
I think
30.
30? Okay.
Yeah, he's 37. Okay.
Maybe
20. All right. Yeah, I think you were in your 20s.
David Hogg said, I don't think the media understands how much millions of young voters' attitudes just changed for the better. I've never seen such a quick shift in my life. It's like that Sex in the City, and just like that.
Yep.
Joe Biden, yes. Jedi Master.
Yes.
I mean, and by the way, you're right. The other level of fantastic... They are losing.
They are.
Their degrees. I've never even seen the right Trump.
Yes.
And
they have no idea what to do. And you know what I learned this morning?
And by the way, it's not a coup or rigged. Right. The delegates voted for Biden-Harris.
Absolutely.
Biden said, I am out. I urge my delegates to go to they did.
Right.
By the way, the delegates didn't have to.
No.
They weren't for it. It wasn't a coronation.
Exactly.
They said, yes, we're for Kamala.
Yep.
And so, bam.
Right. And you know why they don't have a unified message over there? Because I discovered this morning that Trump doesn't have a campaign manager. Trump is the campaign manager.
Oh, Mrs. Eric. What about Mrs. Eric?
No.
Oh, she's the RNC.
Right.
Yeah.
They have no campaign manager. Trump is the message maker over there.
And now they have buyer's remorse about J.D. Vance.
Yes.
No. You have to carry him to term. Sorry. Did you keep your receipt? Nope. Oh, my God, how hard did he bomb yesterday?
Oh.
I've seen a lot of people bomb at Yuck Yucks when I was a youngin.
The Mountain Dew thing. Oh, my God.
What the? This is what they have. They're going to say everything's racist. Drink some Mountain Dew and they're going to say
we
that.
We can play it after we break.
Racist and...
Please clap.
I love you guys. Oh, it was his please clap moment.
It was
moment.
Please clap.
Oh, yeah. God. My comedian soul just died a little bit for him and I can't stand him.
That one clap in the background... is giving me life this morning. It's giving me life.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy
the ride. Hey, guess what's back, everybody? Joy.
Yes.
Joy is back in our politics. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the first time I may not mean Morning Kick, but you know what? I'm going to use it anyway. I mean, I am K-hiving along here this morning. Mm. I tweeted my picture of me with Kamala.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Like everybody.
Oh, everyone said Mama and Kamala.
Like
Kamala and Kamala.
Anybody who's ever taken a photo with Kamala Harris
yeah,
has
posted it yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes. We were just face to face, like sisters.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, but Morning Kick, I'm telling you though, it is going to be a sprint of our lives. As you said yesterday, Chris, we still have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we do.
We cannot, you know, it's all great, all this energy and enthusiasm. We've got a lot of work to do, right? And Morning Kick powers me through everything, hiking, biking, you name it. Strawberry lemonade flavor, 10 supplements in one. Gives me energy, helps me feel more youthful. Supports my gut health. I've needed that over the before we got an array on our side. The disarray was a little bit of a challenge for my stomach. I love it. It tastes great. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com, type in the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Red, white, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. SimpliSafe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, SimpliSafe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Head on over to simplisafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind. Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
It's really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's six bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison. Chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at Verlo.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this north woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, that's Charlie. Somebody.
Charlie XCX.
Who said Kamala is
a brat.
Brat.
No, not a brat, is brat.
Right, which is a good thing for the kids. Mark Takano's like, that's not very nice.
Yeah.
That's like first time I heard someone say someone's the goat. I'm like, that's not very nice. Oh,
oh,
that's
greatest
what
of
it
all
means.
Time.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Oh, honey.
Okay. All I know is the youngins are with Kamala.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
A lot of us. Who said, Chris, Kamala Harris had the best single best first day of any presidential candidate in history? And that was yesterday. She also just had the best second day in the history of any presidential candidate. Who said that?
Taylor Swift's goat.
No. Oh. That's close, though. Yeah, okay. My boyfriend, Lawrence O'Donnell, he was my boyfriend in Boston and elsewhere.
Oh. Okay. How does the lovely and talented Mrs. Lawrence O'Donnell think about that.
Who cares? Okay. Randy Mayhem Singer said, I just giggled thinking of Clarence Thomas, thinking of Kamala Harris having total immunity.
Yeah.
Bob says, one day in, Kamala Harris is bringing out the best in the Democrats and the worst in the Republicans. I was saying, who did they? I just see Republican Tim Burchette, call her a DEI hire. I'm like, keep it up, man.
Yeah.
You don't think this tsunami is going to be big enough? Keep it up. Keep up your racist bull.
Here's my problem with that. Setting aside the racism of what he said, she hasn't been hired for anything in decades. She's been elected
by
the people of her county, her state, and of the nation.
I can't believe Kellyanne Conway said out loud she doesn't speak well and she doesn't work hard.
Right.
Why don't you just yell lazy N-word?
Exactly.
Can your dog whistle get any louder? Keep it up, man. Keep it up. You have no idea what's coming. Rude Pundit said, look, I know it's a long road ahead for the next 3 months, but damn, it feels good to know we had to have actual joy in our politics for a little while. Right. It's true. We're like not used to it since the right Obama years. It's like, oh my God, joy, excitement, optimism. Yeah. Right. And someone else just said, anyway, who's the hell is cutting onions? Seriously. Joe Biden saying, I'm watching you, kid.
Yep.
I love you.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I mean, and it clearly the emotion between them is so real. It just was this whole thing. I'm going to be verklempt for the next 100 days. Just warning you.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And lots of people.
Verklempt alert.
People have good things in their craw for a change. 29.
I'm not used to that.
And Charlie Pierce and JoJo from Jurors all coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 89 of Wisconsin's 95 delegates to the Democratic National Convention say they're supporting Kamala Harris for president. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler.
I have not heard anyone share with me that they would oppose Vice President Harris as the nominee of our party, and I have every confidence that as we move to November, we will be fully united as a party.
Harris is holding her first campaign event as her party's presumptive nominee today in Milwaukee. Mercury Marine is laying off 1,700 workers temporarily to make production adjustments. The layoffs will happen a week at a time for a total of up to 8 weeks now through the end of the year and will impact mostly hourly employees. Mercury made 300 permanent job cuts last month. The company blames lower demand. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is big for Badger fans. Alcohol will be sold at Camp Randall this season. Last season, it was available for fans at basketball and hockey. We're talking beer, wine, and other prepackaged drinks like hard seltzers. Now, after decades without booze at the stadium, Badger fans have adapted. The pregame culture is strong here. UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says people will only be able to buy two drinks at a time, and anyone who appears under 40 will have to scan their ID. And if you haven't registered to vote in next month's primary, there are deadlines coming up. Tomorrow is the last day you can register online or by mail. There are options after that, but they may be more time consuming. You'd have to register at your city clerk's office before August 9th, or you could register at the polls on Election Day. It's really easy to do. Just head to myvote.wi.gov. This is a partisan primary on August 13th, and everyone will be voting on two amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. It's going to be muggy, too, with a high of 80, and some storms could produce some locally heavy rain, half inch to an inch or more, not out of the question with some of those storms. Tonight, thunderstorms ending 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has an opening for an account executive in our Madison office. In this position, you'll help connect our loyal and engaged audience to local businesses. This is an outside sales position, so experience in business-to-business, prospecting, and closing local businesses is important. Our portfolio of solutions for advertisers includes radio, podcasting, and digital solutions. Learn more and apply online. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on About Us and work with us.
Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest. But don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers. Your phone calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
.gov.
weirdest thing to me. Democrats say that it is racist to believe. Well, they say it's racist to do anything. I had a Diet Mountain Dew yesterday and one today. I'm sure they're going to call that racist too, but it's good. I love you guys.
Oh, dear. Do you have that joke bomb? That's, wow. I'm having a Yuck Yucks 1980-something flashback. One of my first... Wow. They've really got nothing over there. Okay. Meanwhile, over on our side, pretty much everything's making me cry. Did you see... Oh, God. Have you seen the picture of Kamala walking in Ruby Bridges, the shadows walking? And then there's the new one. Rosa sat so Ruby could walk so Kamala could run. Oh, my God. The AI of Kamala and the Statue of Liberty, it's all going to... I'm going to be... hot mess. Charlotte Clymer says Sunday 2 p.m. President Biden endorses Vice President Harris. Monday 9:30 p.m. Vice President Harris secures enough delegates through a transparent process after the party coalesces around her and raises $81 million overnight. Yep. A little more than 30 hours. My God, we're becoming a functioning political party. Blah, 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 blah. Where is my... Oh, we need our homo of hope since California put Kamala over the top. Yeah. Seth. Hi, Seth.
Hello, homos and nomo, Sean. I see you there. So I want to say three things, please. First, Joe was freaking brilliant in the way he did this, and I can't wait to see the video that they put together and show at the convention. And we just all, like, owe him just gratitude on our knees. Two,
yeah,
it is Homo of Hope Day. That because I'm feeling the Kamala Hopo, and it is happening. It is on, and I hear party music, angels dancing, everywhere I go.
Yeah,
and now I want to talk about the VP.
Yes.
Okay. Now my first fantasy VP is Pete. Okay. No, wait. That's a totally different fantasy.
Oh,
got my fantasies mixed up.
Keep your dirty little fantasies out of this. He's a married man.
I am. But actually, Randy Rhodes is like all in the Pete camp.
Okay.
And she says anyone that's voting for Kamala will not vote for him for Pete. But moving on,
I know, but we want to get the broadest coalition possible. And listen, I'm a homo, as you know, on the show, Mo. And
I do know homo.
Yeah, I just think it's got to be a straight white guy. And, you know, listen, we're trying to do something.
Military service.
No, it doesn't happen.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Go ahead.
So here's what I'm thinking. Okay. I'm concerned about any of the Democratic governors. Like, I don't want to lose a Democratic governor in Kentucky. I don't want to lose a Democratic governor in Pennsylvania.
Well, it's the same concern about the Senate. But, you know, we were talking yesterday that Mark Kelly's not up till 29 and Katie Hobbs appoints his successor. So I really like the Mark Kelly pick. I think Governor Beshear was the only one that was not on the list, it looks like, of...
Right.
I mean, but, you know, that's the thing. You don't know about any of this reporting, Chris.
Right.
Maybe he just didn't get vetting materials yet. Or
right.
I think he's great. Hang on. Where do I have? Oh, dear God.
Uh-oh.
This is a very large stack.
Well, you had me print it.
Hold, please. Here it is. Okay. I mean, who knows what the reporting, but apparently the campaign has sent vetting materials to Mark Kelly, Governor Roy Cooper, North Carolina, Pennsylvania Governor Shapiro, Whitmer, who already has said she's out. She's not doing it. She's going to be the chair. Mm-hmm. J.B. Pritzker of Illinois and Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz is, you know, the reporting thus far.
And Beshear is the only one that's a notable.
Yes.
Not.
Yeah. Yeah, unless, again, he just didn't, when he happened to be interviewed yesterday, he hadn't gotten it yet.
Sure.
Who knows? So, yeah. Meanwhile, on the other side, Mr. Trump, Edward tweets, Mr. Trump has been described as an idiot, a dope, a moron, having the understanding of a fifth or sixth grader, dumb as... and other epithets by Democrats, no, by senior Republican officials who worked with him when he was president.
All right.
And on the other side... could these endorsements of Kamala Harris be any more glowing from Katie Porter on down to everybody, Elizabeth Warren, people that have worked with her for years and years when she was city attorney in San Francisco, when she was attorney general? It is extraordinary. It's extraordinary. Hear. And her, and also I think her loyalty to President Biden has just been, and you could tell that emotion was real between them yesterday.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history. In one term, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who have served two terms in office.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Derek said Joe Biden waited until after the RNC so they would attack him and not Kamala, spending all their money and research on him only. This, folks, is how you protect your VP and simultaneous level up to master troll. He is a Jedi master, right? Kavian said Kamala Harris is a force of nature. That's why she scares them. Can you think of any laws that give the government the power to make decisions about the male body? Is what she asked Brett Kavanaugh. And Hillary Clinton tweeted that. She said, that has never left my mind, that question.
Yeah.
And he was just like, habada, 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 habada.
I think we're going to get the Kamala Harris of the Kavanaugh and Barr hearings. Oh. During this campaign.
Oh,
and
you
said that's it. The Kamala Harris that
oh,
I like the
now
most.
My nipples are hard.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
all right. Karen in Chicago, speaking of racks. Hi, well, hi, Karen.
Yeah.
Come on, you know it's okay. True. I've hugged you in enough cities.
Yeah, you've hugged her and can barely get your arms around her.
Booby, booby. Okay, go ahead.
It's true. It's lovely. So just point of order, Seth the Homo of Hope is indeed my psychic. He is spot on, by the way. Everything he has ever said is absolutely 100% correct.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, Seth, you were not alone. I share your emotion. I was listening to Kamala speak yesterday in the exchange between Joe and Doug Imhoff, and I mean the affection is so real. I was literally ugly crying in my car, and then when I played it again for my husband, I was ugly crying again. It is just absolutely a testimony to the selflessness of President Biden. He is just truly good man, and I hate what happened to him, the way it happened. But I'll tell you, I am so excited.
Yeah, he is 100% responsible, though, for how this went. I mean, Larry tweeted, to your point, Karen, Joe is so Joe. For as pissed, angry, and hurt as many of his supporters are, he's actually comforting, consoling, and guiding them. That kind of leadership, sacrifice, honor, dignity, and grace is the rarest of rare. Republicans will never understand how or why people love Joe. Somebody had a great idea, Karen. Definitely. Name every bridge and whatever, every piece of infrastructure that Joe Biden's responsible for, name it the Joe Biden. Bridge, highway, absolutely. Whatever it is, right?
Absolutely, Mike, absolutely. My kids, my family, I mean, I know old white guys that are, going to vote for her happily, and it's just, I want to just caution to everybody that's on social media. There are a lot of fake accounts posing as black people going against Kamala. When we engage, we amplify. Block them.
What's the fake Stephanie Miller thing on Facebook?
Stephanie Miller fan.
Private fan chat. And apparently I'm telling everyone to DM me. I'm like, that's not me.
Unfortunately, Facebook doesn't do anything about
report.
It.
Report.
Yeah.
But anyway, Karen, you're right. You're right. I mean, believe me, they are trying to catch their breath right now. But when they do, get ready for if you think they've started with the racism and misogyny already. And by the way, don't you love how flat the whole, like, them trying the 2016 rigged primary thing are falling? Right.
Yeah. Well, and how about this? No, I'm still sorry, Steph. But
go ahead.
The laugh. Okay, so they're trying to slut shame her, laugh shame her.
Yep.
Women are. This is the thing. Roe was overturned. Women are pissed. We're still angry about what they did to Hillary. Okay, talking about she's shrill.
Speaking of the retribution
laugh,
tour,
this pantsuit.
This is our 2016 retribution tour. But I think it is a perfect storm.
We laugh.
But I mean,
no, I was saying to my sisters, I'm like, you listen to her laugh. That's the way we laugh.
Yeah, I know.
I've
seen it in person.
It's going to work on the younger generation.
Yeah. It is magic. It is magic. And joy is back in our politics and not a moment too soon. Rachel Bitticoffer, who I cannot wait, is going to join us for Portland Sexy Liberal with Tom Hartman. I'm telling you, Sexy Liberal Tour is going to be, the audiences have already been lit. I mean, after Trump was convicted. And just, I mean, I'm telling you, the energy out there, you can feel it when you're out on the road. Atlanta Sexy Liberal this Saturday is going to be on fire.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you. Representative Hank Johnson, the African-American representative of Atlanta, who is wildly popular there, will join us. We're working on other surprises. New York is becoming the cast of Gandhi. That's how big the panel is.
Yeah. Going to need some extra microphones for that.
Yes. Yeah. And then Chicago, forget about it for the DNC. But Rachel Bitticoffer tweets, I don't think folks appreciate what we're seeing from the Dems right now. Newsom, Whitmer, Shapiro, every top-tier Democrat has put personal ambition aside to come out and help the party coalesce around Kamala Harris because they know if we all unite behind her, we can't lose. That's really critical, too, Chris, is all the fantasy football players all stepped up immediately and said, nope, I'm with her.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Charlotte Clymer said many observers thought Vice President Kamala Harris would secure enough delegates by Wednesday to be the nominee. They were wrong. She's securing enough delegates tonight. I almost couldn't believe that when I saw that last night. I was like, we're barely 24 hours from the okay. And meanwhile, on the other side, Charlotte tweets the rumors about the Trump camp already believing J.D. Vance was the wrong choice. How many gifts are we going to get this election cycle?
Yeah.
And he might be replaced. Honestly, scare me, because if that were to happen, I fear I may die from laughing, like literally perish from laughter.
Like the weasels in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Pardon me. On our side, Yasher Ali says Beyonce has given permission to Kamala Harris to use her song Freedom for her presidential campaign. I mean, we've got... The Bayhive, we've got the Swifties. I mean, holy cow. Okay. Oh, God. I got to dry my eyes. Okay, Lenny, first-time caller from Michigan. Hello, Lenny.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Oh, ma'am. Thank you. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. So, one, I want to say something really quick about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a stand-up guy. Mm-hmm. Ruth Bader Ginsburg should have did this before she passed. Joe Biden understood and read the tea leaves that this is bigger than him. But my main comment I want to say of the new Mount Rushmore is going to be Letitia James, Bonnie Willis, Stacey Abrams, and now Kamala Harris.
There you go.
These are the people that Donald Trump does not want to see that will keep him up in his dreams.
Kamala Harris is his worst nightmare, Lenny. It's his, you can tell.
An intelligent, articulate, Black woman who has overcome adversity to get to where she's at, because you have to work twice as hard.
Yep.
And, you know, the reason why they want to attack her and her credentials is because she has to work. She worked twice as hard. She is an intelligent woman. She is very articulate. Now, the key to her success is she has to speak left to center. She has to be a moderate Democrat. She can't not be too liberal.
She will do. Pleased with giving Kamala instructions now. She is doing it perfectly so far. I trust her. Yep. She doesn't need to, you know, she is who she is. Like I was saying, what I said to her when I went, it was the only fundraiser I went to. It was hers in 2020. And I just said, you know, some people say you're the female, you know, Obama, you're the Black Hillary, but, you know, we like to think of you as the first Kamala. Mm-hmm. She really is she is just her own, you know, and I said, like, how do you deal with all of those labels? And she had, as usual, brilliant, eloquent answer that I can't remember now, which would make the story better had I remembered what she said.
You started, You started the story, but
that's
hadn't finished.
That's how grandma's stories go.
Yeah.
And then, that's a great setup, Grandma. What's the punchline?
Right.
I don't know.
Have some ribbon candy.
Do you see how I made that story about me? Uh-huh. Just about my brilliant question and not about Kamala Harris's brilliant answer.
Right. And now you're going to offer some ribbon candy.
Who likes ribbon? All boys like ribbon candy. I got a tree made of popsicles. Okay. Jack tweeted, Kamala Harris is a prosecutor. Donald Trump is a criminal. Kamala Harris is a woman. Donald Trump is a misogynist who openly brags about taking away women's rights. Kamala Harris is Black. Donald Trump is a race-baiting bigot. It's as if justice and karma teamed up at this moment. I'm ready for Kamalot and for Karmalot. If you're ready for karma to come, it is in the form. Sounds like karma a little bit, Kamala. All right. My point is,
Joey.
She is the one.
Yeah.
I didn't work on it. It's radio. Okay. Charlie Pierce and JoJo from Jurors coming up 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
Yep.
Now I can tell you're going to oil up and pose for America. Because you got muscles. You got show pony muscles from Power Life High Impact Protein. Sean, did you see what it's like having a conversation with Chris? He's just always shoving giant chunks of protein into his maw. And it's not even enough protein for him. That's why he needs Power Life High Impact Protein.
It's good like stuff. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the one time your mouth wasn't full this morning. I should have let you speak.
I haven't even...
I know.
You sent me so many threads this morning that I didn't have time for breakfast.
I'm not like that waitress that always comes right when you take a bite. It's just he literally is always eating. So it's hard to even ever find a time when he is not shoving protein in his maw. But he knows, Chris LeBoy knows muscles. Go to his Instagram. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tony Horton, P90X guys, knows muscles.
That's right.
Right? He got shingles, didn't think he was going to make it. Now he's 65, he looks and feels better than ever. HMB is the naturally occurring molecule that he discovered helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. High-impact protein available in whey and plant protein. One scoop in your favorite beverage, and bam, there goes your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Make this your sidekick. Go to MyPowerLife.com, type in the code FITNESS to save 30% and get a 90-day guarantee. MyPowerLife.com and type in FITNESS or text FITNESS 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet. It's similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Visions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. RoundhouseProvisions.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by... We did a tasting yesterday, right?
We did.
The best rosé I have ever tasted. This is the perfect wine for summer. This is our new sponsor who I... Oh, Sean is drunk already. did you get into Mommy's rosé? Okay. straight from Bordeaux, Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé. Oh, my God. Seriously, every single one of my friends, including Jody, said it is the best. Normally rosé people. It is the best rosé.
And we talked to Damien.
Damien. He plays music to his vines.
He does. That's amazing.
It's science, people. We believe in science. Yep. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also has won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup. That's probably not easy, I'm going to guess.
No.
Best wine by varietal, gold medal, best in show by quality, organically grown and hand-picked grapes, no colorings, no flavorings. It is that pale pink color. It is just a gorgeous wine. And check this out. You would think, oh, my God, that's going to be expensive. Check this out. Right now, my SiriusXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. You got to try this with Mama. Come on, we got a lot to celebrate right now. Use the promo code Stephanie. That's, once again, vswine.com. You get 6 bottles for $98. It comes with gorgeous glasses and a beautiful case. It's unbelievable. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie at vs.wine. That promo code is Stephanie to get your Grand Rosé today. 56 minutes after the hour, Jim tweets, I hear you, Mama. Yesterday was a whirlwind of emotions for all of us. Joe Biden was the president we needed when we needed him most. He lifted us out of 2020, and as his administration comes to a close, he gave us one last gift, our future. Ugh. Hashtag Madam President.
Okay, stop crying.
I know. I've already cried twice.
I know.
Every time someone, Joe Biden says anything or somebody tweets something, I start crying.
Crying is not good radio.
Yeah. Roy in Phoenix. Hi, Roy.
Hey, Stephen. How you doing?
Good, go ahead.
It's Ray.
Ray,
you can
sorry.
Use Roy, I guess.
All right.
So don't, you're fine.
You can call me out.
Hey, Chris, great show, guys. I was just letting you guys know that, I was trying to get in on Friday because I didn't see any hope, I was listening to you guys, and I told my wife on Saturday, I don't think I'm going to vote. And she looked at me like I was crazy, and Sunday we went and had breakfast. And I got the notification on the phone about Joe stepping down. And a few minutes later, Kamala was going to become our presidential candidate. And it gave me new hope and reinvigorated. And hopefully we get a guy maybe like Kelly or somebody that kind of balance out the ticket. But I think it's time. And I think you're going to see a lot of strong men comfortable in their skin. I'm a business owner here in Arizona, and I'm going to vote for Kamala.
Yeah.
You know what you get for that? You get the biggest, sluttiest hug ever at Phoenix Sexy Liberal at the end of September. It's my birthday weekend.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to commit, so I'm trying to make that.
All right.
See if I can get
try harder, because I'm telling you, super slutty hugs for my birthday weekend in Phoenix. Go to sexyliberal.com. I'm telling you, these tickets are going to be gone. People are so on fire. Atlanta is going to be lit this Saturday. Oh, Frangela joins us on Thursday this week because we're all flying to Atlanta on Friday.
Right.
I'll be here for the show Friday and then off to Atlanta. So sexyliberal.com. Get those tickets. Get it.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll be at Short Stack Eatery with Mike McCabe.
We'll be talking about who's going to save the nation, millennials or Gen Zers.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.